The northern region, where victims of recent floods in the region are appealing to government to come to their aid as a matter of urgency. Our northern regional correspondent Muhammad Fugu says many victims he visited are currently living in deplorable conditions. He said NADMO officials are still touring the flooded areas to assess the damages and the state of the victims. He however said no relief items have been distributed yet.
NADMO and the Northern Regional Security Council, RECSEC, they toured the affected areas to ascertain the extent of damage. And I also spoke with the regional NADMO coordinator, Ablai Slimbuma, and he tells me that for now, they can't give any relief items unless the assessment is conducted to know the number of people who are affected. So for now, there is no figure as to the number of people who were affected in the flood.
Through the assessment, what have they observed so far?
According to the regional NADMO coordinator, he attributed the flood to man-made because most of the residents are staying on waterlogged areas or waterways. And he thinks that it's because of that the flood occurred. And they also advise the people to always relocate when there is heavy downpour like that. So for now, they think that the flood was actually caused by man-made. So the Northern Regional Minister, who was also part of the team, pledged his commitment to facilitate the process of constructing major drainage systems in the area to ensure free flow of water during heavy downpours.
I don't know if you've been able to identify some victims and talk to them how they've been affected.
The destruction was very, very bad. Yesterday, for instance, I was around Konyavula, where a nursing mother drowned. But when you get to Konyavula, for instance, there is a big gutter there, and the gutter, the bridge is broken. So anytime there is a heavy downpour, the rain runs over the bridge, and it gets into the nearby houses. So for now, the victims, what they are saying is that they are appealing to authorities or government to come to their aid by constructing the drainage system. They think that that is the only way that can help to stop this incident. And they are equally appealing to authorities to come to their aid with relief items. Because when you go to Bulpela and Kambri areas, for instance, some people, their buildings were even damaged. So for now, I don't even know how they are coping with the situation. So they are equally appealing to authorities to come to their aid.
Northern Regional Correspondent Muhammad Fugu.